Our next speaker is Livio Di Chelmo, brother of Fabio Di Chelmo, assassinated by a bomb ordered to be placed in the Copacabana Hotel in Havana, September the 4th, 1997, by Luis Posada Carriles. Livio lives in Montreal and has joined us.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for being here. Before I start telling you about my own journey, I want to tell you that I've been touched by the energy, the dedication by which the solidarity groups in the United States have taken this cause. I have, since my brother's death in 1997, I have met solidarity groups with Cuba throughout the world, but never in the USA. One of the reasons why I am here is because I wanted to see with my eyes the American people that are committed to get justice done. Going back to Fabio, my brother's story, it was September 4, 1997, when I received a phone call from Havana. I could recognize my father. His voice was very different from his usual voice, and he had just told me that my brother had been killed by a bomb. A mercenary was being paid $5,000 at that time for every bomb he was putting in Cuba. The man paying him was Luis Posada Carriles. Fabio was sitting right next to the bomb. A piece of shrapnel cut his throat, and by the time he got to the hospital, there was not one drop of blood in his body left. I flew to Havana within a day, brought my brother's body back to Italy. My father couldn't be at the funeral because he was under shock. He remained in Havana under medical observation. I attended the funeral with my mother and my sister. Then I remember flying back to Cuba to be close to my father, going back to Canada to close my household, and go back to Italy again to be with my mother. I did not have any time to grieve. Months passed before I could really realize what had happened to my family. From that moment on, I started on a personal search to find out what, who, and why was behind this. And slowly but surely, I started discovering that Cuba had suffered over 3,400 innocent civilians being killed by terrorist groups from right-wing American Cubans, mainly living in Miami. In my research, I found out about the struggle of the five. It was the year 1999, a bit later than 1999, and my first thing to do was to write to the Free the Five organization in Los Angeles. I had seen their website, and I pledged my support to them. They answered back, and we have developed a relationship ever since. I was invited many times to come to the United States before, but I was reluctant to do so because I was still full of anger. Now my anger is vanishing slowly, and I am very committed to help the cause of the five. There have been committees created all over the world, and I believe in over 82 countries there are committees in support of the five. I have received many letters from them, and I met a lot of them from Canada, Europe, and so on. It's the first time I've been to the United States ever since my brother's death. Last time I was in the United States was with Fabio 1 year before his death. I remember crossing the border in Vermont from Quebec. He had an Italian passport with some Cuban visas on, and we were arrested at the border for over 6 hours. Our car was seized. We finally were allowed to get in the United States. Fabio had vowed never to come back to the United States again. But I'm sure that if he would still be alive and know the cause of the five, he would be present here and with us today. So once again, I wish to thank all the American people that are doing this excellent work in trying to raise awareness and get the government do something serious about Posada Carrillos. And for my family, it does not only end with Posada Carrillos. Crimes must be paid by all those who participate in, including those who finance, support, and so on. So also the people who have been behind Luis Posada Carrillos must pay for their crimes. I thank you again for your support.